Matthew Miller.
The situation remains extremely fluid, but this has been an important breakthrough, and we will keep working on it to ensure that you, all of the U.S. citizens who wish to depart safely from Gaza, can do so.
Others could leave over the next few days. No change to interest rates today, despite high inflation, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting based on the totality of the incoming data and their implications for economic activity and inflation, as well as the balance of risks.
The Fed meets again next month. And the American Cancer Society updated screening guidelines for lung cancer. CBS's Stephanie Stahl.
Lowering the age for a yearly low-dose CT scan to 50 for people who smoke or formerly smoked a pack a day for 20 years or two packs a day for 10 years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. A prisoner died at the Waupun State Prison Monday. That's the third death in Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy results won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have had to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Granite Peak is already prepping the slopes for the skiing season. Here's Brittany Merlot.
After weeks of putting 50 carriage guns into place, on Halloween night, it all began. When the warm water blasts out of the snowmaking machines, it hits the cold air in the 20s and eventually produces little crystals to make the snow. The general manager of Granite Peak says the resort relies heavily on their snow guns until after the holiday season. You can start hitting the slopes in just 3 weeks on November 22nd.
If you need a little more Halloween happiness in your heart, head over to Aspirus Health's Facebook page to see the NICU babies dressed up for Halloween. Registered neonatal ICU nurse Heather Hetzel said the NICU team has fun creating the costumes from scratch.
We like to get together at someone's house and have a fun little night of crafting and making the Halloween costumes.
From Barbie to Frozen and a cutie orange to French fries, it can't help but put a smile on your face. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Game 5 of the World Series tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Texas Rangers hold a 3-1 record in the World Series after beating the Diamondbacks in Arizona last night by a score of 11-6. The first pitch tonight in Phoenix is 7:03. NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto to take on the Toronto Raptors tonight at 6 p.m. NFL, so why did the Packers trade one of their best defensive players, defensive back Rasul Douglas, to the Buffalo Bills last night? I asked Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Explain the value you see in that third-round pick now with your current situation.
Yeah, I'm going to be a pretty good class coming up, but it's more about that's a four-year contract, four-year rookie contract. It also, you know, it also frees up significant amount of resources from the cap. I think it's everything that's involved in that. And then just kind of looking at our team right now and some of the young guys that need to play and making sure we know what we know there as well.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 43. Cloudy, tomorrow night, 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 36.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickle Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickle Radio Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. The Badgers hit the road this week going down to Bloomington, Indiana. First trip for Wisconsin football down there in 6 years, taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Central Time as we hit the month of November, as we're joined now by the Badgers head coach. And one of the first things you talked about, Luke, when you took over here is, you know, playing your best football here toward the end of the season. There is, I imagine, something that's just extra special, as special as any week of the season is. You get into the month of November. This is what all that stuff in the winter and the spring, this is what it's all for, right?
It was. I mean, I think that was something that was ingrained in my head. I don't remember as much as when I was playing, because the season ended a little bit earlier with some of the things, but as I got into coaching, it was so much about that November stretch and your ability to be in a position that you wanted to put yourself in to make November really matter. And, you know, that's what it was all about. And whether you trained for it or whatever, and we're finally to that point now, and we gotta see what we're really made of.
Go back to last week. I know it's Captain Obvious here. It's not the result that you guys wanted, but man, the environment, the effort that your team put out, I know that's the goal. They're supposed to do that every week, but to hang in there against a team that, as we speak, it's number one in the college football playoff rankings. You're always learning about your team. Did you learn a few other things last Saturday night?
Yeah, we did. I think that all those challenges help us to understand a lot more about all different situations. But I thought most importantly, the ability to kind of have a plan and then have the ability to go out and execute a plan for the most part. I mean, that's what, you know, the idea of what it is that you want to be able to do is get it into that fourth quarter in a lot of situations. And, you know, unfortunately, we just weren't able to finish the plan. And that's where the growth process, and there's always in games you take positives away, and then there's always things you got to figure out and find a way to grow from, whether it's a win or a loss. Sometimes a little bit easier when it's a win because you feel good. Much more difficult sometimes when it's a loss. But there's also some of those situations where you don't want to ever be satisfied either. You know, it's ultimately got to come down to finding ways to finish.
This has been a series where there have been games where obviously the Badgers have gone toe-to-toe with them, like last Saturday, a couple overtime games, Big Ten title game a few years ago. But there have been other games where it's been kind of over not long after it started. Now, you weren't here last year. But is that something as you as coaches look for, if it's body language, whatever, with your guys? Hey, make sure you get out there, and if they're going to throw a punch, so be it. But make sure you throw one back and stay in there, stay in this thing as long as you can.
That was really the kind of the plan. Again, I wasn't here in the past, but I have recognized and saw in particular what happened the year before. And sometimes those things are really difficult to overcome, right? I mean, the ability to not just take a punch, but take a barrage that happened fast, maybe last year. So a part of the plan was, hey, we got to really play well in the first quarter to kind of get all those bad thoughts out of your mind of things that can happen. Because we've all been there. We've had games where, you know, we have a really bad first quarter, but but we find ways to continue to come back. But when it's happened, sometimes those memories and things can creep into it. So I thought that was a really big part of it. Like, hey, let's make sure we capture this environment. Don't let it overwhelm us. But we've got to come out and play well in the first quarter and put ourselves in a position that, you know, you can start to see how this game is going to go. And I thought the guys did a great job of executing that and understanding that. And, you know, it gave us a chance to, you know, continue to make it a battle.
A game where you guys forced three turnovers. Talking to some of your defensive players in the last week or so, I get the sense they're really understanding now what's going on. They feel like they can play faster. The results seem to be backing that up. Are you seeing that with your guys here these last couple
of
weeks?
There's a comfort level. I think the interceptions are the things that you see a little bit more in the comfort level, just because you know, when you know what and why, you can be aggressive after those balls in the air. And I think that's where we, you know, in the last few weeks have done a really good job. And we're not as far off from where we maybe were, you know, where these guys were even last year with some of the things that they're doing and the ability to mesh some of that stuff together. And I think it's really kind of, you're seeing them have a lot more comfort level in it. And when you have those opportunities when the ball's in the air, like we say, we got to make the plays that come our way, not always searching to make plays, you know, doing your job and making the plays that come your way. And we've capitalized on that, I think, in particular defensively the last few weeks, and we're going to have to continue.
One of those guys who came up with an interception last week was Preston Zachman in the end zone. That was the eighth game he's appeared in this season, which is one more than he had played in his career going into the year. You mentioned his versatility. There's that and more. Has he surprised you a little bit with how he's come along?
Yeah, he really has. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like, oh, he's surprised that he made some plays. It's just his ability to play a lot of different spots. You know, I mean, we do some different things. You know, we move those guys around. The thing that's unique is Hunter Waller is, you know, such a unique player, meaning we move him around. What makes it difficult is when you move him around, sometimes there's other pieces that have to be moved as well. And Preston gives us that opportunity that, you know, we don't have, I think, with all the other guys. You got some young guys like Austin Brown that you don't want to ask to move around a whole bunch because it kind of stymies the growth of him in the spots that he's playing. Or even Kamoy, you don't want to ask him to move around a whole lot because it kind of stymies his ability to grow in the things he's doing, where Preston gives us the ability, as much as we can move Hunter around, Zach Preston can do the same things and play those other spots. So it really gives us some versatility defensively and then gives him some greater opportunities to play.
It's interesting. Preston comes from a small town, Elysburg, Pennsylvania, which is whatever, north of Harrisburg. I don't want to say 30 or 40 miles. It might be more than that, but it's a really small town, a dominant high school program. They win state championships in their division every year for many years. He saw three of them. I know you didn't recruit him, but I'm just curious, in the recruiting process, he obviously comes from an excellent high school program. When you're talking to guys that over the years of the recruiting process, even without watching a ton of their game film, maybe you talk to a guy, can you get a sense that, yeah, this guy comes from a program where they know what they're doing?
Yeah, don't forget he was a wrestler, too.
That's right.
He was a very good wrestler, I think, at that, too. But you do, and you can see that, not just, you know, sometimes it's a little bit harder if they've been here for 3 years because they can adapt and adjust, but those guys coming from programs like that, when they walk in the door, they understand just the selfless nature to what it is you have to do to be successful, and winning is contagious, and you have that, you know, that good kind of fire in your gut about what it takes to win. Not saying the guys in a program that don't win state championships don't know that, but I think you can recognize the way guys do things when they come from programs that have historically had an expectation of winning, whether it's state championships or whatever, and then actually doing it. I think you see those guys with a bit more initial confidence in everything that's going on.
He was a wrestler who played a lot of quarterback, too, mostly quarterback senior year. How many of those have you run across in your time?
Which is that, quarterbacks and wrestlers
who play quarterback?
That's not a normal kind of combination right there. Those are a little bit different. I think back to maybe a Jeff George. Some people always said that. You have to check. You have to fact check that one. I don't know that there's a whole lot of those combinations now. I'm guessing Preston was a little bit more of a running quarterback than he maybe was of slinging
it
around.
He can sling it a little bit, but he can run too. He's a do-all guy.
So not a normal combination, that's for sure.
This game, I know in your sport, it's or any sport, it's about who you have, and there's no excuses, and I get that. But there are reasons, and you didn't have Braylon Allen, you didn't have Chim, and this is in no way to disparage anybody else, but we're talking about really good players in this program. It had to change things, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to ignore that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think in the midst of it, you know, the way it happened on Saturday, you know, you can throw Hayden Rucci in there as well.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't able to play. I think in the midst of it, you just adapt and you adjust and you push forward. Sometimes it's even harder when you're in the preparations because, you know, you start thinking about all the different things that you need to do. It was halftime was a unique and a different situation, meaning, okay, what do we have? What do we have to do here? We know we've got to come out the second half and get the ball and find a way to generate and create some momentum and not just offensively in particular, not just to leave the defense out there as much as maybe they were in the first half. But it does. It makes it a little bit difficult. You got to, I think, kind of focus in on the big picture of things, and where it's hard not to focus on, you know, the specific people, meaning you don't have Braylon, you don't have Chim. You know, you got to make sure you understand what the plan is going into that second half. And I thought the coaches did a really good job.
Yeah, as we reiterate, too, Jackson Aker brings a lot to the party. Cade Iacomelli gets a carry, your first college carry inside the 5-yard line. There's a welcome to college moment. Do you remember yours? Your welcome to college football, be it practice or a game moment?
I don't know that there was a welcome. I don't remember a real shot at it. I do remember, I take that back. I remember in camp my true freshman year, in a 3-on-3 drill, which I think some people call half line. We call it a tackles and tight ends drill. And you know, Coach Coop made me go like 7 times in a row because the starting tight end and our all Big Ten offensive tackle didn't move me in this drill and kept doing it over and over again. That was my come to college moment that I truly remember. And I think maybe 2 days later I got moved inside to nose guard because I guess I was decent at taking on double teams at that time. But I'm not sure if that was a good thing for me or not.
There you go. 7 times. Yeah, there's a welcome just being put in there 7 times by Coach Cooper. Braden Locke continues to, you know, I think impress people. You guys break it down far more in depth than we could ever try to. But it seems to me that if you just look at a stat sheet, that doesn't tell you a lot. You know, the completion percentage and all of that. There's some throwaways and some other things. But this guy shows, he does show a moxie, doesn't he, for a guy making his second career start last week?
No, he does. And I think that you're right. Sometimes stats don't tell the whole story, or a lot of times stats don't always tell the whole story. And what we've asked him to do, especially in a game like Saturday night, I mean, of not putting a lot of other things in jeopardy, meaning like if we're going to throw some quicker stuff, if we're going to, you know, have some quicker reads, what at times you don't want to put your O-line into jeopardy based on, you know, having to hold the ball too long based on the protections that you have. So I think that's the unique thing about what Braden has done, is his ability to understand what the game plan is and be able to go out and execute the game plan. Not that it's always perfect, not that every throw is on the money, not that every ball is caught. But there are some situations where you just don't want to compound the issues that can, you know, that can arise, especially in, you know, some situations like Saturday night.
All right, we'll take a break. A bit later on our show, we'll hear from the Badgers quarterback, Braden Locke. We'll also check in with outside linebacker C.J. Getz. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. 4 families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. The Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. We're back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We continue with the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. The Badgers and the Hoosiers coming up on Saturday. We'll get into Indiana here in a couple of minutes. Again, going back to last week, we cannot get into specifics of who was here for all the obvious NCAA reasons, but it seemed to be no great secret that it was a good recruiting weekend. A lot of guys were in. A lot of your current players, talking to them in the last couple of days, Luke, they talked about the atmosphere there being one of the best that they had ever been a part of. That can't hurt. You have guys coming in here in a night game and seeing that kind of a crowd, energetic and all of that. That's going to be a big, big time
weekend. It helps immensely. And, you know, I think our guys have done a great job. And getting guys to campus is so critical. I think even more so here, to see an atmosphere like that, to see what campus is, but also to get the feel, you know, the feel of the community and you know, what the energy is like around campus, you know, to the football and all the sports programs. It's unique because obviously it's a really big game, but when you have a night game, it gives you more opportunity to get guys here, especially in travel. And so to have an actual night game that was, you know, the atmosphere created like that, and playing a team like that, I think, you know, as best as it can be, obviously without winning a football game, there's a lot of things that people get a chance to, and recruits in particular, get to see about our program and about the community and the atmosphere here.
All right, two home games left, by the way. Should add, we'll look ahead. Luke can't do that, but the rest of us can. A week from Saturday, the Badgers hosting Northwestern at 2:30, and then the following week they'll take on Nebraska. And what's the final home game of the season? It does go quickly. They say the days are long, but the season goes in a hurry. And you got Indiana going down, as I mentioned, the first Wisconsin football trip down to Bloomington in 6 years. It's an Indiana team. And again, we talked about with Braden, you have to look beyond the statistics. You know, I see some of the numbers of Indiana on offense, and then I saw some big, big plays they hit last week at Penn State. They've got some dudes on that side of the ball, don't they?
Yeah, I think that it's misleading. I mean, I think early in the year they had, you know, some different expectations maybe than where they are right now. Played pretty well in game one, obviously, against Ohio State. And then against Louisville, had it, you know, had a fourth and one, 21-14 with 4 minutes to go in the game and get stopped and kind of changes that. And but I think what you've seen as of late, they've made some adjustments, some changes, but some big plays being made. I think they had two 60, 70 yarders for touchdowns last week at Penn State, where it was a tie ball game with I think about a minute and a half left to go in the game.
It's another one of those stories too, where one of those guys who had the long touchdown reception to Keese Carter, he was at Fordham, an FCS program. I think if your corner in Isaiah Forkering from Grand Valley State, they don't, like, transfers don't always come from the SEC or other schools. I mean, there's just, if you can play, you can play. And this guy, number four, can play a little bit, right?
There's no doubt. And I think that it's hard to sometimes, you know, we stop tracking where guys have come from. You know, you just kind of look at what year they are. And so there's guys from all over the place. You know, when you look at ours as well, I think that for us in particular, you love those guys that maybe in whatever the theory is of moving up, right? Whether it's from a Division II school or FCS, those guys that are going sometimes up, they got a little chip on their shoulder. They got a little something different that they, you know, want to and are willing to prove. And, you know, I think you see that there. And number four, and I think you see it with Nizer as well as, you know, in our program. You know, those are things that I continue and we continue to always look for, because I think they do have make a great mix. And, you know, they aren't usually shying away from things that happen early in the season because they're used to competing and having to, you know, prove a lot of different things.
I was watching their quarterback last week, number 15, Brendan Sorsby. And Sorsby, beg your pardon, and in some ways he reminds me a little bit of Tanner Mordecai in that he's really tough. It was, with Tanner, you had to get, you know, you can go ahead and slide. He wasn't real interested in doing that. I see Sorsby. He wasn't afraid to dish it out. Now, he looked like he was wincing a little bit after one of those big runs, but he doesn't shy away from it, does he?
No. And you got to be careful, and you got to understand that, because when he gets to the sideline, it's not like he's running and trying to get himself out of bounds and stretch the ball or something. He's usually looking to turn that thing up. And that becomes a tricky thing in college football, to be honest with you, because you know, you're kind of caught at a crossroads with a guy that's 230 pounds, that if you're a DB and you kind of let up and all of a sudden he turns up, you know, you're in a tough situation. Now all of a sudden you're a DB at 180 pounds and here's a 230-pound guy. You're not sure if he's going to let up. He goes out of bounds and you haven't making contact with him. So there are some things that these guys got to understand and get the feel of the game. And, you know, we'll see what he's willing to continue to do. But his MO has been to not run that thing out of bounds. Last week, he did a great job at turning up the field.
Yeah, it's so tricky because at least a lot of these quarterbacks, they slide late too. And you got a guy flying up there. And I know I don't want to get you down a bad path here, but that's just part of the challenge that a defensive player has, because you got to go. But the way the rules are at times, you're asking a defense player to stop on a dime, and that's not easy.
Yeah, I think the most difficult thing with that is we've got that one a couple of times on Tanner. He slid late. I didn't know that there was a definition of when you needed to slide, but I understand that as a defensive guy as well. The thing that's unique about it is they say that if there's forceful contact to the guy sliding, the quarterback in particular, then it's a penalty. If there's not forceful contacts, like, I'm not sure that there's a level of force. I know these refs are really good, and they're like cyborgs nowadays because they can see and feel everything, knowing when a guy's 3 yards down the line or 4 yards downfield. I didn't know that they had those GPS monitors in them to know if that was how heavy of a force that was on some of those hits, if they're sliding or not. But it's a tricky situation. It's one of those things that's tough. You've got to be aggressive, but you also got to find a way to be smart.
Yeah, a little subjectivity there. It's not an easy thing for players, not an easy thing for officials. We talked about, you know, November football at the top of this. You guys you're still right there. You know, it's a four-way tie. It's a scramble in the West. I mean, sure, you want to be 5-0 in the league, but you're still – you consider this team to be in a really, really good spot, don't you?
I mean, you can't. I mean, the whole objective when you start the season is to put yourself in a position where you can play for a championship. And there's a reason why that's in my mind always the kind of the mindset and the goal, is because things do happen in a season, and not that any of us want that to happen, you know, that you lose a game or so, but you want to put yourself in a position when you get to November to have in front of you some control over your destiny. And no matter what the ups and the downs that we've had so far this year, we're in a position to go into November and still have as much a control of our own destiny as anybody.
You know, the one thing that's been interesting, too, we were talking about some of the defensive players really feel like they can play faster. Talking to some of your guys, too, this week, it's a Darrell Peterson or a couple other guys. It's a conditioning question where they've been able to maintain their weight, which that's hard, as you guys would know that better than I. A lot of times you're fighting it because you lose weight in the course of the season. We talk about believing in the concept schematically. They're believing in everything and what Brady Collins and his staff are doing, because they're really seeing this now, it would appear, right?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, I think that it takes that time to get into it and see it and recognize it. And, you know, everybody's a little bit different. I think that where we want to be able to maintain those things during the season, that has something to do with, you know, the style in which you play. Meaning, if a guy's got to play 70 some snaps, just by nature, it's a little bit harder to maintain the things. And so we've got to do a really good job throughout the entire year, you know, of making sure we're not overusing some of those guys. I think of CJ Getz as one of those guys that, you know, probably of all people have had a little bit harder time maintaining everything he's got. Darrell Peterson probably a little bit better, but he might not play. You know, we have the ability to roll him a little bit more, and CJ's probably played a little bit much as we get down this stretch. But for me, in my mind, like, we want to get us to November, and then we're willing to do what we need to do. You know, those guys understand how to maintain through November, you know, the weight and the strength and the things that they've done the entire season. So I just worry about if we don't do a great job in the early in the season, that we don't give ourselves the chance to go full throttle in those last 4 weeks.
We'll hear from CJ in a few minutes, but speaking of him, it was early in the game, but talk about big plays and trying to make statements early. On a fourth down, knocking the ball out of the quarterback's hands, Muma jumping on it. You mentioned this back, I think, before the season. He was one of those guys, CJ, that the more you saw him, the more you were impressed by him. And maybe that's not always the case with a sixth-year guy or a fourth- or a fifth-year guy, but he caught your attention months ago, it seemed.
He did, and sixth-year guys are really unique. And in my experience, and obviously sixth-year guys aren't like something that's a lot of experience, right? I mean, like, it's been a little bit more of a possibility ever since, you know, 2020, whatever. But the experiences I've had with sixth-year guys are not always great. It's really difficult, meaning, like, you have to have a maturity, and things have to go in a direction to keep a guy like in his sixth year on the right path. And I give CJ an immense credit for having that right mentality, that mindset, that understanding, even when things don't go perfect, that he did this for a reason. And where I was impressed with him, you know, through spring and through fall, he just kept impressing me with his play. He's even impressed me more with his ability to be that sixth-year guy and handle all these different things that have gone on and still play his best ball.
All right, we'll hear from CJ in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check in with quarterback Braden Locke coming up on tonight's show. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Badgers redshirt freshman quarterback Braden Locke. But right now, we talk a little defense with outside linebacker C.J. Getz, sixth-year senior out of Muskego, Wisconsin, the pride of Catholic Memorial High School. And he's putting together a very nice senior season. 31 tackles, that ranks him in the top five on this Wisconsin defense. Also has four sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss. Made a big play early in last Saturday night's game against Ohio State. Buckeyes were driving and threatening to score on the game's opening possession. But on a fourth down play, Getz knocked the ball out of the hands of Buckeyes quarterback Kyle McCord. Muma Jungmeta was there to pounce. And I think most people would tell you that Badgers defense held up well Saturday night on a very big stage against one of the very best teams in all of college football. I asked CJ recently if he believes he is putting together some of his best football of his career in this, his final tour of the college game.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think, you know, the amount of football that I've played, the game's really starting to slow down tremendously for me. And, you know, just instead of thinking about what I have to do, I can just now just go out there and just play free.
One of the other things Coach Mitchell said, and he was really praising all of you guys in the outside linebacking group, because it's a little different. What's being asked, you know, structurally, without giving away state secrets here, how different is it for you what they're asking you to do now?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some similarities to, you know, previously. I don't think anything's like huge difference. You know, just like different terms and like a couple of different techniques that we do. But it's pretty similar, just with a couple tweaks here and there.
So you've been a sixth-year guy, Coach Fickell. Like, you don't know sometimes how if guys maybe have plateaued, but Coach Fickell said about you, the more he sees you, the more impressed he is by you. And this goes back a ways. It's one of those things, like you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, where the game is slowing down. When exactly did you start to feel that way? It was even going back to last year.
Yeah, perhaps. I'd say probably second half of last year's season. You know, just starting and playing a lot of games. The game just starts slowing down. Then this season, too, definitely has slowed down a lot since, like, the beginning of last year.
I think a big moment, so big games a couple years ago against Army, the way they play. We were calling your name a ton in that game. There's always, like, you know, it could be gradually over the course of time, but that game had to be really, that's one that you take with you forever, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was just such a unique game. You know, just the style of football, so different. But, yeah, it was definitely a blast for start and a super fun game.
Tell us about the room. I mean, Daryl Peterson, you know, Caden Johnson, that entire group, obviously Jeff Petrosky.
Yep.
That's a pretty good group. I mean, tell us a little bit about that room right now from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, we have a tremendous room. You know, the competition, just the bond that we have. You know, I see Everin has made great strides since last year. DP's playing tremendous. You know, even Caden has made a lot of strides, and then Jeff has been a really good transition over here. So I think that Everin is unique in their own way, but Everin is, you know, elevating their game week to week.
Everything comes at you fast and furious in the course of a season, but for you as a sixth-year guy, do you give yourself a moment or so before every game to just take a look around? If it's at Camp Randall, a road venue, is, you know, taking like one more lap, can you give yourself that moment or two?
For sure, yeah. I think it started actually in fall camp, just being the last one. You know, when we got back here, like every day after meetings up on the third floor and walking out on Camp Randall, just take in for whatever it was, 5 seconds before we go practice, and just, you know, just knowing how, you know, great of an experience it is and how fortunate I am.
In-state guy. I mean, they could be from wherever, you know, to come here and shine, but being a guy from Wisconsin playing for the Wisconsin Badgers, I mean, it's been a lot. There's been a lot of things that you guys have had to deal with. If it's COVID, and we all know what everything else. But has it still been able to, like, live out your dream here, being, you know, putting on that Wisconsin uniform?
Yeah, for sure. Ever since I was a kid, you know, that was my ultimate, you know, dream and goal. And, you know, every day I'm living out my childhood dream. So, you know, it's been awesome.
Big Ten football, we're seeing, you know, the air raid obviously here. We see a lot of spread offenses and all that. But it seems like as physical, you know, a lot of things have changed in the last, in your time here.
Yeah.
But it's still the more physical team wins, right? That sounds like that'll never change.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, games like Iowa and Minnesota, you know, games that, you know, that's why you come here for games like that. And you know what it's going to be. It's just going to be a game of just physicality. And, you know, it's just why you come here.
That's Badgers senior linebacker C.J. Getz. Stay with us. The Luke Fickell Show continues. We'll talk a little offense with quarterback Braden Locke coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
you can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. Again, our coverage on Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Central Time from Bloomington. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock. The game a week from Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium against Northwestern. That will have a 2:30 kick at Camp Randall. Our coverage will start at 12:30. Well, we talk a little offense right now with Badgers redshirt freshman quarterback Braden Locke out of Rockwall, Texas. And man, are his statistics deceiving. Not quite 50%. That's the completion rate for Locke so far. 535 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. And let's be honest, that completion percentage should be better. There were some catchable passes, to be sure, that were not caught. This guy has impressed anyone who has watched him over his first 2 career starts, not to mention in the game against Iowa, where he played a bit more than a half of that game with the Hawkeyes. He has tremendous poise. He has a lot of toughness. He took a couple of nasty shots, particularly in that Illinois game a couple of weeks ago, but got right back up. Same deal last week in the game against Ohio State. Also has a pretty even-keeled demeanor, which is pretty important for someone in the quarterback room as he has stepped in for the injured Tanner Mordecai. Locke will tell you that really his preparation and the method of it has remained much the same, whether he's QB2 or QB1.
Every single week, you know, you want to prepare like you're the starter. You know, and me and Tanner have very similar process. And, you know, luckily for me, you know, we've become really good friends in this deal, and we have very good dynamic, and we talk a lot. And so even throughout, you know, this week at preparing as the starter going into the game, you know, he's right there by my side. And on top of that, you know, my routine isn't going to change any different. It's just having the mentality, knowing, you know, you're going to be out there on Saturday being counted on and all that.
When you got here, it probably speaks for all the transfers. When you arrived here from Mississippi State, how long did it take you to feel like, yeah, this is a good fit for me, teammates great, quarterback room great? Was it something that happened fairly quickly?
I would say it happened very quickly, yeah. And this is one thing that always caught me or struck me off guard was just how welcoming these guys are. You know, we have a really great bond in that locker room, and it definitely didn't take long to develop that with those guys. Everybody on this team is pulling from the same side of the rope, and you know, all we care about is getting the win on Saturday. And then from a schematic standpoint, playing football, you know, me and Coach Longo, you know, he goes back to recruiting me in high school. Obviously, we have air raid ties and all that, and so we see the game very similarly, and there wasn't a lot of turnover. You know, there's a little bit of differences in what we do, but especially in the passing game, it's very, very similar to what we did at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, because obviously the late Mike Leach, obviously mm-hmm. you had the chance to be with him for a year, Coach Longo's relationship well documented. There are different flavors, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, to the air raid. Mm-hmm. So there are some similarities, but maybe some differences to what you guys were doing last year in Starkville compared to now. Is that fair?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously there's more emphasis on the gap scheme run game. You know, when you have guys like Braylon Allen and you have an offensive line like we do, you know, you got to take advantage of that. And Coach Longo has done it at every place that he's been. But that's one thing that we didn't really dabble in at Mississippi State. You know, I mean, there's a little bit more complexity to what we do, and a little bit more multiplicity. But from a air raid principle standpoint, very, very similar. You know, we want to attack grass, we want to find space, and you know, the concepts, a lot of the concepts, there's a lot of carryover from our system at Mississippi State. However, like I said, there's more complexity, there's more emphasis in the run game, and there's more multiplicity.
I mentioned where you're from, Rockwall, Texas. Some fans probably know this, I'm guessing some don't. Record-setting quarterback, by the way, 128 career touchdown passes. That's a state record down there in your class. It's pretty good targets. Jackson Smith and Jigba, you might remember him from Ohio State days. I would imagine it goes deeper than that, but
right.
That'd be a lot of fun throwing it around to guys like that.
Yeah, some of my best memories. I mean, that guy, he's incredible. He's I've never played with anyone like him, especially at the high school level. Mm-hmm. You know, he did so much for me in my development. You know, I was a young guy playing with him as a senior, and just understanding what it took to win at that level and be dominant at that level. He did so much for me during that time. So, so much credit to him, and obviously miss playing with him. But I mean, it's been so awesome to see his success. And, you know, one thing that's cool about Jackson is he never, you know, forgets where he's from, and he always, you know, pays respect to our hometown. And, you know, that's something that, you know, if I was to ever be in his shoes or anywhere close to that, you know, that's something I would definitely want to keep, you know, at the forefront.
It's one of the fun things with just as an observer watching guys. You know, I was going to ask you about Texas high school football. The Florida guys love to talk about the football there. Obviously, yeah. The Wisconsin guys, we'll talk about it here. Yeah. California guys, there's still a lot of that back and forth that goes on in the locker room.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, between me and CJ and Jonas DeCluna and Rico, like, yeah, it goes back and forth. I mean, I think those guys, they ought to know where the best ball is played at, but whatever.
So I can imagine Ricardo Holman's response to that. We talked to him. He's he claims to be the funniest guy in the team. Is that where are you on that?
It's hard. Yeah, I mean, he's up there.
Okay.
He needs DP in the room, but he's up there.
well played.
Yeah.
Well played. Cowboys fan, I assume?
Big one, yeah.
Okay.
Big win last night.
Absolutely. Quarterback, I mean, were you, like, growing up, was there one in particular? If it was, you know, the Cowboys or anywhere else, you thought, I like the way he goes about his business.
Quarterback-wise?
Yeah, quarterback-wise.
Man, I was as a young kid, I was a huge Peyton Manning fan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he retired years ago, but I always thought, like, his preparation, the way he played the game, you know, the way he was always in command, you know, he'd walk up and tell all 10 other guys what to do, and, like, I thought that was so cool. You know, like, I used to watch as much as I could of him. Just, I love how demonstrative he was, how in charge. You know, he prepared well. You know, I love the stories about him. So that was probably, as a kid, that was probably, like, the guy that I watched the most.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good guy to look up to.
Yeah, no
final thought here, Braden, on this year's team, this group of receivers. It's a lot of talent. It's mm-hmm. developing. You got,
right.
You know, CJ, obviously, could be really good. Bryson Green, strong physical guy. Will Pauling, feel pretty good about that group, don't you?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I feel very confident in our guys. And I think, you know, we are putting things together each week. I think we've seen glimpses of it as we've gone through this season. You know, and we're just trying to play clean football, put a complete performance together on Saturday. But, you know, I love the guys in the receiver room, and I love the guys in the tight end room and the RB room. So from a skill player standpoint, you know, I feel very good about what we have and what we're going to do going forward. A lot of confidence in those guys. And the thing that, you know, they care about our performance on Saturday. They want to go out there and win. And like I said, we've got 11 guys on offense pulling from the same side of the rope every time we go out there. So there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to put things together and put a good performance together on Saturday.
And that is Badgers redshirt freshman quarterback Braden Locke. Stay with us after this break. We'll take a look at the rest of the Big Ten schedule coming up this weekend as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
"What even is that?"
and
"We're having that again?"
or
"Seriously?"
are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do list. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Let's check out the rest of the Big Ten football schedule this weekend. Of course, the Badgers in Indiana, part of the early window of games, 11 a.m. kick Central Time. Two other 11 a.m. Central games, Ohio State ranked number one in this week's college football playoff rankings, in Piscataway, New Jersey on Saturday to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Rutgers is bowl eligible. Greg Schiano really doing a good job with that program this season as they have become a very, very competitive program once again. Michigan State's the home field against Nebraska. The Huskers part of that four-way scramble in the Big Ten West along with the Badgers, Minnesota, and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Speaking of Minnesota, they'll be up at the home field on Saturday afternoon, taking on Illinois, part of the 2:30 window of games. The Illini idle last weekend. Brett Bielema's team back at it and on the road this Saturday. Penn State coming off that narrow win against Indiana, 33-24, getting those 9 late points in the last couple of minutes. They'll be in College Park facing the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland started the year 5-0, but has lost 3 consecutive games, including last Saturday in Evanston against Northwestern. The Wildcats have, rather quietly quietly become a really good story in the Big Ten, dealing with some really bad things before the season started. But they have put together some wins and have proven to be very, very competitive in the conference this year. They'll be at Wrigley Field on Saturday, a 2:30 kick against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa making news this week with the announcement that Brian Ferentz, the offensive coordinator, will finish this season but will not return next year as they still try to get things organized offensively. But keep in mind, they're 6-2 and part of that four-way tie in the Big Ten West. The Saturday night game will be at the Big House in Ann Arbor, the Michigan Wolverines against the Purdue Boilermakers. Other UW sports, we've got basketball coming up tonight. Exhibition game for Greg Gard's Badgers against UW Stevens Point. The season begins for real on Monday, regular season game number one. Also a 7 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center as the Badgers take on Arkansas State. And a whole lot of other things going on, including the hockey team, a battle of top five matchups Friday and Saturday. The Badgers in Michigan, the Badger women's hockey team on the road at St. Cloud State. Volleyball in action Wednesday night as well as Saturday night. A lot going on here as we hit the month of November. Again, our coverage on Saturday from Bloomington will start at 9 a.m. with the pregame show. Kickoff of the Badgers in Indiana set for 11 o'clock Central Time. And we'll talk to you from Bloomington on Saturday on the Badger Sports Network from Lear.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.